Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
So here's the story, Mark. A patient comes in requiring a minor skin excision, or perhaps they've torn their skin and they have a laceration that you need to repair. You have them sign a consent, and you clean the area quite carefully, and then you reach for gloves to glove up to sew the lesion. But, and here's the but, do you reach for a pair of sterile gloves, or do you reach for a pair of non-sterile gloves, which is in a box sitting on the counter? Mark found us a poem that addresses this question. It was published in the Medical Journal of Australia, 2015, volume 202, starts on page 27. Mark, what do you know about gloves? What do we use?
Gloves? You wear gloves when you do these things? I mean, here in Georgia, we go commando. We don't use gloves at all. Really, you get that the more sensitive touch, and really that's really what it's all about. No, seriously.
Sensitivity,
yes. So these investigators enrolled 493 patients who came into a general practice in Australia for some minor skin excision. So remove a little mole, a little of this, a little of that. They excluded anybody that needed a skin flap or excision of a sebaceous cyst or who had a history of latex allergy. And so they were randomized, the patient was randomized to the physician wearing either sterilized gloves or standard box non-sterilized gloves. Single use. And the treating physicians, like I said, did know what they were wearing. So, you know, one criticism might be that, well, maybe if they knew that they were going to be grabbing the non-sterile glove this time, they washed their hands extra carefully or were especially cautious about doing all the other things right. But follow-up was done by a physician or a nurse who was masked to the treatment assignment. So somebody else looked at the outcomes. They had 97% follow-up, so that's really good. And so really, you know, overall, very nicely done study in a relevant setting to us of a really an interesting question. And so they did an intention to treat analysis, and they found infection in 9.3% with sterile gloves, 8.7% with non-sterile, so actually a little higher with sterile, and no difference, no significant difference between those groups. So this was powered as a what we call a non-inferiority trial. So this was considered adequate to show there was no more than a 7% difference between groups. So bottom line is infection rates for minor uncomplicated skin surgery in a family practice or GP setting were the same whether you use clean gloves or sterile gloves. There was also another study in Annals of Emergency Medicine, this was from about 10 years ago, that found that basically the same thing, no difference in infections or outcomes.
So is this a practice changer? I mean, can we have confidence that we can just take a pair of gloves out of the box?
You know, for this kind of a minor excision, I've been actually using non-sterilized for a while, you know, based on that 2004 study that was a poem from a while back. And sometimes it also just depends on the practice setting. So sometimes the nurse will just bring in the sterile gloves, and they're already open, so I'll just use those. That's fine. But, you know, I think we can be comfortable that for these minor skin excisions, you know, I think certainly seems to be quite safe.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.